Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Such a Lady, and I'm your host Siobhan. If you are new joining us, welcome to your new toxic family. Get comfortable, make yourself at home, pop a squat, grab a drink, cut the volume up, whatever you got to do, just know that you home now, okay? To my sales. Thank you guys for tuning in for another toxic episode. I just love y'all's face. I absolutely do. This week's Such a Lady of the Week is Truly Ty. Truly Ty, I just want you to know that we truly love your face. Thank you for being a Sal, and thank you for being you. You can listen to any other podcast, but you chose to listen to us, so we want to celebrate you. All right. So we had a request because, you know, of course, you can submit requests if you want us to cover a story here at Such a Lady. And Black Game Strong was like, hey, sis, can you cover this story? And I was like, yeah. So I got to work. And y'all, this story took me down a whole rabbit hole. Like, it was a mess. This story was everywhere and nowhere and all over the place at the same time. Y'all listen to it and tell me if y'all think I'm lying. So imagine meeting a man and just wanting to have a good time. Then for the next couple of years, your world is turned completely upside down. That's what happened with Liz Goyler. Liz grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and gave birth to two children. Over time, Liz started looking for love and joined a dating site. And she didn't just join any dating site. She joined the dating site. Y'all know what dating site I'm talking about. Plenty of Fish. Yes, that one. Now, while on this website, Liz met a guy named Dave. Dave was this single dad who also had two kids, but Dave had been in this long-term relationship with the mother of his kids, and he was like, listen, I'm looking for a good time, not a long time. I'm not trying to be tied down. Dave and Liz would continue to hang out, but Dave made it clear that he was not ready to play stepdaddy to the kids, and he was not looking to get remarried. Now, Liz told Dave this was fine because she, too, wasn't looking for anything serious either. That's what she said. Now, whether Liz was really telling the truth or she was just hoping that, you know, she could put it on him or she could just love him just enough that he would want to commit to her, we will never, ever know. Now, Dave worked on cars. Dave said that was his thing. He said he knew what he was good at, and cars is exactly what it was. And while he was at work one day, some beautiful lady showed up, and her name was Carrie. Well, Carrie Farver, she came up, and she had some questions about our car, and Dave gets from up under what he's doing, and he's like, let me go help this lady. And Dave says that there's like this chemistry there, but he was at work and he wanted to keep things professional, so he just went back to work and was like, dang, you know, that was a nice lady, we kind of had a little chemistry, but it is what it is. Now, Dave, again, was not settling down. So, you know, his heart wasn't broke because him and, you know, Carrie didn't hit it off. He was just a little sad behind it. So he get home and he hop back on the dating site because, you know, it's time for the next date. And sure enough, guess who Dave ran across? Right, little Miss Carrie, baby. And Dave did not pass up the opportunity to reach out on a non-professional level this time because he wasn't at work. He was at home. He had probably had a couple of beers and he was like, hey, you remember me? And she was like, yeah, I remember you. And it appeared that they both were interested in each other. So that chemistry that Dave said that he felt apparently really was there. Now, over the next couple of weeks, Dave and Carrie spend a lot of time together. So much so that Liz is kind of like, who is she? I mean, you know, Liz, I guess, didn't have that spark, but Carrie did. And they are spending like as much time as they can together. And then the crazy thing about it is that Carrie said to Dave, hey, look, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I'm not looking to rush anything. You know, I'm just looking to have a good time. And this kind of blew Dave's mind because that's exactly what he wanted. So he found this girl who he was attracted to, who wanted the same things that he wanted. Life was good. Carrie would stay the night at Dave's house, and she would get up in the morning and go to work from there. And she had told her friends and family about this amazing man that she met named Dave. Dave, on the other hand, just dropped Liz like a hot potato. He did. Once Carrie stepped on the scene, he was like, listen, you gotta go. And it seemed like Liz was okay with that. Liz was like, okay. But she too said that she wasn't looking for anything serious. She was just, you know, out playing the field. And when you're dating people, especially on a dating site, you realize that most people might be dating other people or talking to other people because you got to vet them. You got to get to know if this is your person. You know what I mean? Well, it sounded like Carrie might have been on her way to be Dave's person. However, let's give Dave his credit because he was upfront about this to everybody. He was upfront with his intentions when he met Liz about not wanting a serious relationship. Heck, he was even upfront with Carrie, even though she was the one that told him she wanted to just be friends. So I definitely say kudos to Dave for, you know, being upfront with his intentions. It seemed like everyone was happy and moving on until one day Liz popped up over to Dave's house unexpectedly to pick up some of her stuff, and she decided that was the day that she wanted to get it. Now, I'm not sure if she decided that was the day she wanted to go get it because she knew that Carrie was there, or if Carrie was always there, what other time was she supposed to go get it? I feel like she should have called first, but you know what? Everybody don't move like I move. So she popped up over to the house. Now, there was not a fight. The two ladies didn't exchange words. It wasn't no messy knockdown, drag out, nothing. Liz just got her stuff and she left. Now, Dave thought this was kind of odd that she just popped up, but since he wasn't, you know, she wasn't on no crazy stuff, he was like, okay, well, we'll just call it a night. Him and Carrie went on about their business, went to sleep, got up the next morning, and Liz is working, drinking her coffee, like getting her day started. And then Dave comes in, kisses her goodbye, and he heads off to work, because remember, Carrie's staying at the house, like she got a key, she over there. Carrie would be leaving the house soon after Dave because she too had to go to work. I'm kind of curious because for a man who didn't want anything serious, he sure was, I'm just saying, it's given it could be mixed signals. I'm just saying, but you know, that's just me being nosy, that's all. That's just me being nosy. Now, while Dave is at work, he gets a text. And this text is from Carrie saying that, hey, we should move in together. What do you think about that? Dave is a little shocked because we talked about this. As a matter of fact, you brought it up. So where did this come from? Are you joking? Where's Ashton? But Carrie wasn't joking. And Dave immediately shut that down by saying no. I don't want to move in together. Like, that's just not going to work. And Carrie's not happy with that. That's not what she wanted to hear. And she let Dave know that. She started calling him names, selfish, said that he ruins her life. Like, you name it, she called him that. Everything but a child of God. I can only imagine Dave being at the shop thinking, dang, it was all good a week ago. Matter of fact, it was all good this morning. Dave just didn't know what happened. He didn't know where all this came from, but he felt like since the two hadn't really invested that much time in each other, he dodged a bullet. But unfortunately, he didn't. Carrie was pissed, and she wanted Dave to know it. Carrie would send messages telling Dave she was watching him. If he was at a restaurant, she would send him a text saying, hey, I see what you're eating. Hey, I see what you have on. I know who you're with. Like, she was just everywhere all the time. He just couldn't seem to get rid of her. Crazy thing is Carrie started to even message Liz. Remember, the two didn't even have words when they came in contact with each other. But now, she's messaging Liz. Now, this is crazy because Liz is catching strays now. Carrie was threatening her, calling her a whore. She blamed her for the breakup of her and Dave. Like, Carrie was really on one. But who was Carrie? Dave and Liz had painted Carrie out to be this scorned lover. But before all these rumors started, who was Carrie? Carrie was a single mother of one who was from Pottawatomie County. Before all the stalking and all the accusations, Carrie had not been accused of anything like this before in her entire life at all. So this was new. So, you know, we've heard stories before of women who have never been in trouble and then they meet this man and then they lose their mind behind it. And so was this what happened to Carrie? She had never been in trouble before, but then here she meets this guy named Dave and she wants more than what he's given. And so she kind of snaps. Who knows? You know, we've heard crazy stories before like this. Maybe this was Carrie's case. Dave had a hold on her. It kind of seemed like it. Once Dave said no to moving in, Carrie lost it. And it seemed like she dropped off the face of the earth. And the only thing that kept Carrie's family hopeful was that they were still getting messages from her. Like emails saying, hey, I'm okay. Carrie even told her mother, Nancy, that she found a new job and that she would be coming soon to get her son Max so that he can come stay with her. So the mom thought like, hey, this is weird. And she was concerned, but Carrie was grown. And if she wanted to leave, then she could do that. And she said she was coming back, but the question was when. Now, while Carrie's family was worried about her whereabouts, Dave and Liz were worried about their safety. Because Liz got another frightening message from Carrie that said that, again, she stole Dave and she was going to pay for it. Liz, scared and hopeless and nowhere to go, she turns to Dave because who else could really understand what's going on with this crazy lady named Carrie? Right, nobody but Dave. Now, if Carrie hoped that the crazy messages and threats were going to keep Dave and Liz apart, yeah, she was pissed because it actually had the opposite effect. Dave actually felt bad because he introduced Carrie to Liz, and now her and her children were in danger. Dave said that he felt like he had an obligation to protect Liz, and this obligation brought the two closer and it rekindled a relationship. Y'all heard me. The two were back bumping uglies. They were, and Carrie was not okay. Somebody should have checked on her because she was not okay. Because what part of leave Dave alone did Liz not understand? Like, what part didn't you get? So Carrie was like, okay, all right, this is not checkers, this is chess. It's time for the next level. So Carrie had to step her game up, and what a better way to do this than to destroy everything Liz had worked for. And how would Carrie do that? A fire. While Liz and her children were out, there was a house fire, and everything that they had caught on fire, but there were pets in the house, and the pets didn't get out, so the pets died. And so Liz is like, okay, enough is enough. This was going too far. My kids could have died. I could have died. Neighbors could have died. Like, this is crazy. The police really need to be involved at this point. And so they go to the police and they're telling everything that happened. And Liz is like, you know what, Dave, I love you, but I gotta go. Like, it's just too much. My house caught on fire. But what they didn't know when they were going to the police is that Carrie's mom, Nancy, had already contacted the police because she knew her daughter. And as a mother, you know your kid. And although she was getting these messages from Carrie and her son was getting these messages from his mom, it just didn't seem right, because when Carrie's brother's birthday came, there was no Carrie. When Carrie's mom's birthday came, there was no Carrie. When Carrie's son's, her only son's, Max's birthday, when his birthday came, she never came. Nancy said this is not something that would ever, like, Carrie would ever do. Like, she might say, hey, look, I might call you, I might not call, but she was going to show up for Max's birthday. And then Carrie's father died, and Carrie missed his funeral. Nancy knew at this time that something was not okay. Nancy would go on to say that she had a dream, and her husband said that Carrie was with him and she was safe. Nancy said that she had a feeling that Carrie was gone, but this was like her confirmation. She knew that her daughter was no longer on this earth. Now, once the police get involved, they didn't know what to make of this case. Like, who was Carrie? Why was she still stalking Dave after all this time? Because this was years. Like, y'all, this is going on 3 to 4 years that these messages are coming in. And they're nonstop, okay? Everybody's getting it. And they don't know what to think. And then, in addition to Dave getting the messages, and then Nancy getting the messages, and then Max getting the messages, and then Liz getting the messages, and then Liz's house catches on fire. Guess what? Amy started getting messages. Now, Amy is Dave's baby's mama, so she started getting messages too. Now, the detectives were baffled, so they decided to take a different approach. There were two detectives. One would investigate the case as if Carrie was actually this crazy stalker out to take everyone out that looked at Dave the wrong way or even just looked at Dave. The other detective was to investigate the disappearance of Carrie. Like, if she wasn't this crazy stalker, where did she go? How did she drop off the face of the earth? And the detectives would one day, after several hours and leads and sleepless nights, would end up at Carrie's mother's house to tell her that they thought that Carrie was gone. They didn't think that she was this stalker. They didn't think that she was this evil person. They thought that something happened to Carrie. And Nancy let out a sigh of relief because finally someone believed her. But if Carrie was not this person who was sending these text messages, emails, threatening messages, who set Liz's house on fire, who was this person that was doing all this? Who was threatening Amy and her kids? And how did the detectives even find out that it wasn't Carrie? Like, what's going on? What is going on? Well, the detectives decided to hire a digital forensic specialist who studied the text messages of Dave and Liz's phone. Like, he went into a deep dive. And then once he got into a deep dive and he saw the messages, he created a system. And then once he created the system, he was able to like filter this system. And what came back left the police with more questions than answers in Liz's phone. Like, the police found a picture of Carrie's car in Liz's phone before the police even found Carrie's car. Not only that, they found a fingerprint in Carrie's car, single fingerprint, and it did not belong to Carrie. Guess who that fingerprint belonged to? It belonged to Liz, the woman who said that she too was a victim of Carrie's crazy shenanigans. She even was loud when she was accusing this girl of setting her house on fire. Anybody who could listen, she was gonna tell them that Carrie was out to get her. During this time, Liz said that, okay, y'all looking at me, but I'm really being set up, and I know who set me up. It's Amy. So now it's Amy who wanted her under the jail or dead or whatever these people are setting up, because everybody's out to get Liz. Everybody. But the police also found, in addition to the picture in Liz's car and the fingerprint, they also found a picture of a lady tied up in the trunk of a car. So although the police never found Carrie's body, they did have enough circumstantial evidence to arrest Liz for the murder of Carrie. Now, Liz did not go before a jury of her peers, but she did go before a judge, and she was found guilty and sentenced to the murder of Carrie. The crazy thing about this story is how much time Liz invested into being Carrie and making Carrie's family suffer. Like, Liz was sending messages to herself on behalf of Carrie, okay? She was sending messages to this lady's son, and he was responding back. Like, he really had hope that his mama was alive. Like, she had this whole family on a roller coaster ride. And I think she got a high off of it. I think that at some point it was beyond Dave. It was just like a level of psychosis. Because why would you traumatize a family like that? Like, she was involving everyone in her crazy house of horrors. And she just couldn't walk away because she had invested too much into this story that she created in her head and involved all these people. I'm so very glad that the detectives didn't just let this go as a case of someone who couldn't let go of a relationship. Because now Carrie's mother and son and her family and friends get to go on knowing that she didn't leave them. She didn't just walk away. And she's not this crazy psycho person that's stalking everybody who can breathe. The police believe what happened is that Liz ended Carrie's life the day that Dave received the message that was supposed to be from Carrie asking did he want to move in with her. And the police believe that message actually came from Liz. They believe that Liz took Carrie's phone. They believe that she took Carrie's life. And they believe that she took her identity that day. And for what? Once her and Dave were broken up and she had moved on, why not stop? Like, if she had killed Carrie that day, why not stop with the shenanigans? I don't know. Why not think of the kids? Okay, say we're not even thinking of ourselves. Why not even think of the kids? If not your own kids, Liz, Dave's kids, or maybe even Carrie's son. But the only person who Liz thought of was Liz. So rest in peace to Carrie, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her friends and family. This was a crazy case. It was crazy. It was a case that did not need to happen. Carrie didn't even know that she was in danger. She didn't. All she knew is she had met someone and she was having a good time. And Liz is just out here being crazy on purpose. Crazy story. Y'all, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to another toxic episode. Please remember, you can always submit your stories, and I'll be more than happy to look them up. Y'all know I'm more than happy to go down the toxic trail. If you guys want to chat, you can always meet us at SuchALady30 on Instagram or on Facebook at SuchALady. If you are in a relationship that has you questioning your sanity, if you've been praying, you've been looking for a way out, you've been asking God for a sign, confirmation, this is it. You deserve better, but nobody can want it for you. You have to choose you. And so if you need help doing that, you can always reach out to us here at Such a Lady, and we'll be more than happy to help you get in contact with the people that you need. Or you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. If you are the toxic, listen, if you woke up today, today is a new day to start over. You don't have to be toxic no more. It's that simple. Now, you're going to have to put in the work, but if you don't want to be toxic no more, you too can reach out to us at Such a Lady. Or if you don't want us in your business, you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. We just want you to choose you. To ourselves, I hope you guys have a great week. Don't forget to be great on purpose. Don't let nobody steal your joy because they did not give it to you. And remember, if your morning starts off bad, that's okay. Don't milk it. Don't let a bad moment turn into a bad day. I love you guys, and I'll meet you guys back here. Same toxic time, same toxic place.